Chapter 3. The Monster Takes His Revenge. When we arrived back at my room, there was a letter from my father waiting for me. My dear Victor, I must prepare you for terrible news. William is dead. That child whose smiles warmed my heart, who was so gentle and kind, Victor, he was murdered. On Thursday, Elizabeth, your brothers and I, went for a walk in Plain Palais. The evening was warm and pleasant, so we walked a little further than we usually would. Only when it was getting dark did we think of returning. William and Ernest had been playing a game, but when only Ernest returned, we realized that William was lost. We searched everywhere for him, until I eventually discovered his body. The murderer's fingerprints were still around his neck. William had been carrying a small picture of your mother in his pocket, and it was stolen. Could this be the reason for the murder? We are all so upset. Elizabeth cries constantly. Please return, Victor. Only you can comfort us now. Warm regards, Father. Henry watched the expression on my face. I threw the letter onto the table and covered my face with my hands. Frankenstein, my dear friend, Henry exclaimed. What has happened to make you so sad? I gave the letter to Henry. As he read it, I walked up and down the room, tears pouring down my cheeks. I must go to Geneva immediately, I told him. Please come with me to order the horses, Henry. I travelled alone. My journey was filled with misery and despair. I had not been to Geneva for 6 years, and for some reason this frightened me. Toward the end of my journey, I crossed Lake Geneva in a small boat. At the same time, a large and violent storm began. I watched the lightning on top of the mountains, a view that I had once enjoyed, but now I felt too sad to enjoy anything. I walked to my family's home through the heavy rain. My dear brother William, I thought, is this storm for you, the music for your funeral? Suddenly, I thought I saw something moving in the trees at the side of the road. To my horror, a flash of lightning revealed the form of that hideous creature I had created. I wondered with dread what had brought him here to my home. Then a thought came to me. Could he be the murderer, the devil that had brought so much misery to my family and me? I knew immediately in my heart that this was true. As quickly as he had appeared, I watched the monster climb up the mountain and disappear behind a rock. 2 years had passed since that fateful night when I created the monster that had killed my own brother. No one could imagine the misery I suffered during that night. I could not tell another soul about it. I was alone in the world. In the morning, I eventually reached my father's home. The house was filled with sadness. My brother Ernest told me that Elizabeth had blamed herself for the murder. However, he continued, the murderer has been discovered. The murderer discovered? I cried. How? I only saw him last night. No one on earth is quick enough to catch him. I don't know what you mean, Ernest replied. They have arrested Justine Moritz. She is the murderer. Justine, I said. But surely nobody believes that she did it. No one did at first, said Ernest. But they discovered the picture that William had been carrying in her pocket. Doesn't that prove it? But you are all wrong, I cried. I know who the murderer is. We were joined by my father and Elizabeth, who embraced me, but whose face showed a great deal of sadness. I am glad that you don't believe it either, Victor, Elizabeth said. Justine is not a criminal. The trial was the next day, and although Justine begged for mercy and told how she had been looking for William as well on that terrible night, she could not say how she had come into possession of the picture of my mother. Although we defended her, the jury found her guilty, and the punishment was death. Now I was responsible for two deaths. I was the person responsible for bringing so much pain and misery into the lives of the people I loved so much. I knew that my father, Elizabeth, and Ernest were suffering greatly, and I knew that I could do nothing to help them. I also knew that the nightmare wasn't over, and that the monster would return. I knew that our misery would never end. After the trial, I continued to stay at Belrive. In the past, I had enjoyed the beauty of the lake, so when the family was asleep, I took a boat out onto the lake, where it was quiet and calm, and I could be alone with my thoughts. I knew that my family was suffering, and that I was the cause of all their pain. Sometimes, I even thought that I might throw myself into the lake and put an end to my misery. But I knew that I had to find the monster, and that it was my task to destroy him. Nearly 2 months after the death of Justine, I decided to leave the family home in Belrive. I decided to go to Chamonix. It was a place that I had visited when I was a boy. But that was over 6 years ago, and now I was a man, and I was a wreck. The first part of my journey was on horseback. It was August, and the weather was good. The despair and sadness that I had felt for so long gradually began to disappear as I travelled through the high mountains. The power of nature around me made me feel less afraid. Eventually, I reached the village of Chamonix. I was exhausted from my journey and quickly fell into a deep sleep. The following day, I decided that I would climb to the top of Montanvert. The rain was falling heavily, and the climb was particularly dangerous. I arrived at the summit at noon. The glacier was below me. I climbed down to it. It seemed like a vast white sea. I spent an hour crossing it. I looked toward Mont Blanc. It was a beautiful sight, and my heart felt a happiness it had not known for a long time. Suddenly, I saw the figure of a man. He was very far away, but he was moving quickly toward me. As the figure came closer, I realized with a mixture of rage and fear that it was the creature which I had created with my own hands. "Monster," I cried, "do not come any closer. I will kill you, even though it will not bring back the two people you have taken away from me. All men hate me, and even you hate me. But you created me. You are responsible for me. You cannot imagine my misery. How can you play with life in this way? But please listen to what I have to say. If you do what I ask, I will never trouble you or your family again. But if you don't, then I will destroy everyone you have ever loved." My anger was too strong, and I attempted to attack the monster. However, he easily moved from my grasp. "Be calm," he said. "You do not know how I feel. The only friendship I have found is with the dark sky. Only the ice and the mountains have offered me a home. Nature has been kinder to me than any people. You call me a murderer, But you want to kill me, Frankenstein. At first, I was good and kind, but the reaction of other humans changed me. Am I not allowed to defend myself before you find me guilty? Here is my story, Frankenstein, and then judge me.